episode 53 here of the Ferris Podcast of them all. I'm Joshua Ferris, and I am back this week. You can tell here this is the intro music of Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, because that's where I went last week. So if you were missing an episode, I am very dearly sorry, but have no fear, because the Ferris Podcast of them all is here. We are back, baby. We're rolling right along. Like I said, episode 53, and as I mentioned, I went back home last week, so that's what this episode is all about. It's about reconnecting with your roots, knowing who you are, where you came from, but most importantly, keeping the eye on the prize and focusing on where you're going. Your past does not define you as a person. Everybody has seen and been through their own unique story. Life is not all sunshine and rainbows for everybody, unfortunately. It gets tough. There's a lot of things that shouldn't happen. Bad things happen to good people, unfortunately. But we have to keep moving. But it's important to know that, like I said, your past does not define you. I can tell you right now, growing up, I did not like my hometown, where I came from. I come from Sisney, Illinois, very small town. If you look it up on Google, it is a village. Okay, there wasn't a lot to do there because I had big dreams. I wanted to go out and do something. I wanted to make a difference, be the change. That is what I wanted to do. There was not a lot of opportunity where I'm from. The people there are great. They're phenomenal. Absolutely love them and wouldn't be who I am today without them. And growing up, I realized that. At the time while I was there, you know, I just didn't want to be there. I didn't fit in. It wasn't my style. But it's important to see where I am now, being a senior at college, and realizing how far I have come and how much further I can go. Like I said, some people, they forget about their hometown or where they got their start. They burn bridges and they leave everything in the past. And you can do that if you want. But then when situations arise and when you need somebody or need something from that area, you don't have it. You don't have the ability to get it because you forgot about it. You left it in the dust. You didn't look back. And I discourage that because you never know when you're going to need someone or something. You never know when somebody is going to need you or something from you. And it's important to keep every connection you can. And now diving into the deeper part of why it's important to remember the past and stay connected with your roots. I can tell you right now, I'd say I'm a very similar person to who I am from when I grew up to who I am now. I haven't changed a whole lot, but I would say I still have changed. I've taken my core values and where I got my roots started, and I have grown them. They've blossomed into something bigger. I am more hardworking. I am more dedicated, more driven, whatever word you want to use there. I have that passion because of how I grew up and how I was raised. I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to go do something, and I'm currently doing that, but if I wouldn't have been in that situation to start, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have gotten the core values in my reasoning and philosophies when I grew up. If I didn't grow up in that area, in that location, it wouldn't have happened. But a big thing here is you can't always get caught up in the past, because it is important to remember it, but you can't dwell in it. Whether this be from your hometown or events that happened to you. Because it's very hard to find the median here. Some people absolutely forget their start, they forget their roots, put it in the past, and never look back. Then other people constantly worry and think about the past, and they can't ever let anything go. It eats at them. They think they have to either go back to the past because that's all they know, and they don't try to grow, they don't try to get out of their comfort zone and change, or they just constantly worry about events that happen to them, and that's all, it just consumes them. They can't do anything else but think about that past. but you have to find a happy medium. And the fairest take, which honestly I think in this opinion is the best take, because I don't think any other take makes any sense, you have to remember where you came from, but keep pushing forward and keep your eye on the prize of where you want to go. You can't forget the past. The past helps shape us into who we are as we grow. But you can't constantly dwell on it, because you have the ability to change. You have the ability to make things right. You have the ability to achieve what you want to achieve. And along with this concept comes another very important lesson that we're going to touch on for a little bit, about staying humble. You know, while you remember your roots, be humble about it. We all come from different walks of life. None of us have the exact same story. I hinted at that a little bit earlier. Everybody is different and is unique in their own way. And basically, every person's life is a blank book. It's a blank canvas. They get to write their own story, their own adventure. They get to paint their own picture of their life, their masterpiece. Because that's what a life is. Life is precious, and it's short. And it's your job to do with it of what you want to do. You have the freedom to do that. But along with that, you have to stay humble. Because not everybody comes from the same situation. Not everybody has privilege. Not everybody is as fortunate as each other. Some people start off better. Some people have that silver spoon in their mouth, while other people have to scrap and fight and dig for every little inch of success that they get. So don't brag about where you got your start. You can still talk about it. You can celebrate successes. And that's important to do. It's very healthy to celebrate wins and successes with people you're close with. But don't brag about it. You know, always stay humble. There's a Tim McGraw song, "Always Stay Humble and Kind." And that is so true. In a world we live in today, you see people all the time get into arguments and fights about literally anything. And we can't have that. It's detriment to society. Because anytime you see somebody try to celebrate anything, they're cocky, they're overconfident, they're arrogant. And that's not the case. Because like I said, you have to remember the past. The past helps shape you into who you are, but it doesn't control who you are and who you can become. And remembering your roots allows you to be more familiar with the future. And it's a crazy concept here, but with all the experiences you have gone through, the story you have created thus far prepares you for the future. Because in the future, you will be presented with opportunities or relationships or anything you can think of. There will be an opportunity that some way, shape, or form connects with the past. Whether it be the past where you're from or a past experience you have been through, this opportunity that you have previously been through will connect with the new opportunity presented to you. And by remembering your past, remembering your roots, remembering the values you had when you got your start, will help you navigate the situation. It will allow you to stay calm, cool, and collected, and comfortable throughout the whole process. Looking back now, like I said, I don't believe as a person I have changed a whole lot. I have stayed very true to my values because consistency, honesty, and transparency are big key factors to me. And I have continued that through my pursuit of college, through my pursuit of a career and a family and all of that. And I always will, because I will stay true to myself, because that is me. But I can't do that if I forget how I got my start. I can't stay true to myself if I forget everybody that helped me get to where I am. I have to be humble and give credit when credit is due. And it's important that you do the same. Unfortunately, in today's society, you look around, you don't see many thanks that are handed out. And this isn't a Thanksgiving episode, but we shouldn't just be thankful around Thanksgiving. It should be a year-round thing. Giving credit when credit is due. Remembering those who helped get you to where you are. Because I've said it once and I can say it again. I'm sure I've said it in previous episodes as well. While a person can push and push and push and work and work and work for what they want to achieve, somewhere along the way, someone will help them. Someone will be a reference for you. Someone will tell you about an opportunity. Someone will push you to take a step, to take a leap out of your comfort zone. Thank them. They challenged you because of they knew your past. They remembered your past, but they also remembered your future of where you want to go. So we've dwelled on the past for the first part of this episode, and now we're going to talk about the future. If you listen to the Steve Hofstetter episode, when I interviewed Steve Hofstetter, I talked about, you know, achieving your dreams. And Steve said that some people can't achieve their dreams because they're unrealistic. He said, chase your dreams that are achievable. And I agree, and I also disagree a little bit. I think any dream, I won't say any dream, but almost any dream is achievable. But like the example Steve gave, if you're 5 foot and have no basketball skills at all, you're probably not going to play in the NBA. However, you can modify that dream, in my opinion, and still find success somewhere within the NBA. You may not be a star player, but maybe you become a coach. Maybe you become ticket sales, or you manage the arena that somebody plays in. There are a lot of ways to still relate to that dream. But my thing is, you have to constantly work for that dream. You have to chase it. Dreams just don't fall into your lap. Step one, in my opinion, is remembering where you got your start. Step two is knowing where you want to be in the future. Step three is keeping your eye on that prize. Keeping that dream in your head. Knowing where you want to go and constantly thinking about it. And the final step, in my opinion, is putting yourself in the position to get there. Whether that be constantly working to get there, doing something to build your portfolio or your resume, making connections, anything along those lines that will help you achieve your dream. And it doesn't even just have to be a professional dream. It could be a family dream. Do things to help your family. Set your family up for success. You know, whether that's saving for a house or whatever the case may be, whatever your dream is, remember it, keep your eye on it, and work for it. Because it's not going to just fall in your lap. It's not going to magically appear. And unfortunately, again, in today's society, many people have a dream and then they lose the steps along the way. They come up with what they want to do. They think they know what their dream is, and they forget. They either forget about it or they take their eye off the prize because they forget where they got their start and how they wanted to get there. Or maybe they dwelled too much in the past. But they don't work. The biggest thing is they don't work to get that dream. They just come up with it. They maybe think about it here and there. Periodically it crosses their mind. But they're not in constant pursuit of that success. You know, I don't know how many rules of success there are. I'm sure there's a lot, and depending on who you ask, they will tell you different things. But in my opinion, this is one of the biggest keys to success. Remembering your past and keeping your eye on the future. Those two play hand in hand, in my opinion. Because you can never stop moving forward. The world is so fast. Days fly by. I mean, you blink and it's like, holy crap, it's been a year already. It's crazy to think. And it's honestly crazy while I'm recording this episode to think that I am almost done with college and I'll be in the real world, people say. It's crazy to think. You know, I really remember, it seems like just yesterday, I'm waking up, I'm watching cartoons in my underwear on the couch all day while my parents are working, and I'm just sitting there letting my brain rot away watching cartoons in my underwear, maybe eating a bowl of cereal. That doesn't happen anymore. I got bills to pay, I got work to do, dreams to achieve, and it's crazy that it's already here, and it is continually going round and round and round. The world is fast, and lives we live are short, and everybody has this hustle bustle that things just go, and you're constantly busy, and it's just crazy. But through that all, you have to keep moving forward, because the world's not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. Business isn't just going to halt. Things aren't going to just end all of a sudden. They're going to continually move, and you have to stay pace with it. The final thought that I want to leave you with is something that I hinted on just a little bit earlier, but I want to shed more light on it. By remembering your past and keeping your eye on your future and constantly moving forward, because the world's not going to stop, you get to know what you need to do to achieve that success. You remembered where you got your start, you remembered your values, and you've realized the things that you need to change in your life in order to be able to achieve that dream, to get that prize that you want. Because I could tell you right now, I am nowhere near perfect, and I never will be. But by remembering my past and remembering my roots of where I got my start, I know that I have needed to change along the way. There are things that I have needed to do to become more successful and to really be who I want to be. And you realize sometimes that you need to step out of your comfort zone. And that plays a big role in success. Pushing yourself. Doing something that might make you uncomfortable. And it's important to do that. And like I said, when you remember your past, you can see times when, man, I should have taken this opportunity, but I didn't. I'm going to now. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to achieve my dream. Positive talk and positive reinforcement along the way of while you step out of your comfort zone, while you remember your past and chase your future, that positive reinforcement will help you get there. And one thing for me as I close out the episode, I'm not saying in this episode, well, you need to travel back to your hometown where you're from. I'm not saying you have to talk every single day to a person who helped you get to where you are. Well, that would be awesome if you could. Everybody is different. Find a way that helps you remember your roots. Find a way throughout your journey in your life that helps you connect your roots to your future goal. Find a way that allows you to never forget where you came from, but also never makes you take your eyes off of where you're going. When I go back home, while I originally hated it while I was there, I love going back because it allows me to reconnect. It allows me to take my mind off of the stress and the busyness of this world and just get down to my roots and remember where I started, but also remember where I'm going. If I'm feeling like I am stuck in the mud, I need to do things that help me realize this is not the end goal. I am going to further myself. I am going to be better. I will be in a better situation. So I challenge you to find what allows you to do that. Whether it is traveling back home, whether it's calling your parents, whether it's doing an activity that was something in your hometown that brings back memories for you. There can be a variety of ways that you reconnect with your roots. You can even find a book. Some books may make you think of your past. but reconnect, decompress. Because the world is constantly moving, and I've said in this episode you need to as well. But while you do that, take time for yourself and stay true to yourself. Because the past has made you who you are today, but it doesn't define who you will be. That wraps up episode 53 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Next week is a big episode. You know, occasionally I have brought in guests. I've had Steve Hofstetter. I've had voice actor Risham Bogle. Next week, it's a very special guest. A guest that is near and dear to my heart. My girlfriend, Hannah Roding, is making a special appearance on the Ferris Podcast of them all. So find out what hard-hitting questions I will be asking her next week. I promise it is an episode that you do not want to miss.